Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, hang on a second, what was that? All right, I think I know what's happening. Okay, it's half term, and this episode is all about Halloween, so loads of Halloween attractions are open right now, and we want to give you as much time as possible to get to them, so in today's rather spooky episode, Adam is visiting Stoner Park to wander around Tumblestone Hollow's Moon Witch Halloween Adventure. Lloydie is off to Beaver Castle near Nottingham to check out their brand new adventure playground. And we're getting spooky with some creepy crawlies at the Discovery Zone Woburn Safari Park. Okay, that doesn't sound good either. Okay, can somebody take a look at that, please? Okay, let's start the show, shall we? My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. Today, Adam's at Stoner Park near Henley-on-Thames, and he's paying a visit to the magical world of Tumblestone Hollow.
Deep in the mists of the magic of time, a glimmer stone hummed in its mystical rhyme. It sang of a power so strong and so old, of secrets and mysteries, wonders untold. I'm Ailsa Stoner. I live here at Stoner Park with my husband William and our three children. So it's the legend of Tumblestone Hollow, written by Amy Sparks and illustrated by Steve Pearce. Obsidian guarded it, ancient and wise, protecting the stone from some dark prying eyes. But others, away in a shadowy tower, still longed for the Glimmerstone's secrets and power. To keep it from harm, it was hewn into stones with wisdom and secrets and gifts of their own. It couldn't be kept in the pebbles for long. Obsidian knew what he needed to do. The stones must be taken and hidden from view.
I have just arrived at Stoner Park to an amazing, magical place called Tumblestone Hollow.
Tumblestone Hollow is a magical playground situated within the park of Stoner itself, where children can come and play. We wanted to make a really magical area for children to come and enjoy. He knew of a secret away by the shore, with stones he could leave through a magical door. But shadows were watching as deep in the night, so bold and determined, the wise one took flight. Spidery fingers tore into his sack, four pebbles were snatched, but he couldn't look back. The shadows kept chasing as onwards he fled, to the magical doorway Obsidian sped. He leapt through the portal, the shadows were gone, down he tumbled and stumbled upon. A beautiful valley that nobody knew, a place where the stones could be hidden from view. Obsidian breathed in the air wild and free, then saw in the distance an old maple tree. He wandered towards it, a smile on his face, and knew that the maple was just the right place. For by looking closely, Obsidian could see that shy, keen-eyed sprites had their home in the tree. Around it he planted each pebbly sphere and watered the ground with a mystical tear. The stones began humming and changing and growing, and just for a moment, each one started glowing.
So the Moon Witch's Halloween Adventure at Stoner Park is all about just a really fun day out for the whole family. They arrive in this lovely great big car park we've got here into the visitor centre, all happily decorated. We give them a map and a pencil, and they follow a trail all the way around the property, which literally takes them round into the most amazing tunnel. And and all the way around the back of the formal gardens, long, long, long walk down to what we call Ladies Walk, where we've made a graveyard down there, and then back to the gnarly tree here, then to this moon witch, she's clue number 10. And then into the playground. So they end up in the playground where all the fun starts, obviously. They're all dying to get there and on the zip wire. And there's a storytelling tent. They go to the storytelling tent, have a little story, and they get their treat for having finished the crossword and found the magic word.
The Stoner family have been living at Stoner Park for hundreds of years. And the trail takes you around the property. Here is the second clue.
So clue number 2 is in what we call the ice house, and it's all decorated with all kinds of reflective things, which are a little bit of a clue as to what the word is that you're looking for. So if you manage to escape the spiders and spells, look up to the ceiling and see what there dwells. In amongst all the scary dark places, you'll see rotten reflections in a wall of faces. What am I?
Ooh. Oh wow, so this is an actual air raid shelter. So as we descended into this air raid shelter, there were lights on the walls that had been changed to red, and at the end a very spooky witch that came to life the second that we stepped in it.
She does it as soon as the people enter the corridor. It's really scary.
Here's Elsa telling us more about the air raid shelter.
Yes, so Stoner was taken over during the Second World War by the National Benzoil Company, and during that time they needed an air raid shelter for the family and for everybody living here. And so it was what was originally an ice house, which was buried deep under a bank where obviously the ice could stay cold, became an air raid shelter because it was also the safest place for everybody to hide.
And as we wandered around, we also went through the gardens. I understand you're a keen gardener yourself, so we saw some of your handiwork there too.
Oh, thank you. So I really love the gardens. Yeah, we have a wonderful team who work here. And at the moment, the gardens are still full of beautiful salvias and nerines, and there's still a lot of colour, and which the grown-ups enjoy too.
As Elsa said, we also got to wander through some absolutely gorgeous gardens. And then your prize is you finally make it to the playground, to Tumblestone Hollow.
Okay, so we're approaching Tumblestone Hollow right now. There's a gorgeous stone in front of me that says Tumblestone Hollow, and some rickety looking gates. And we're going to go through and see what this is all about. This is the prize for finishing the trail.
Welcome to the mysterious world of Tumblestone Hollow. It's been hiding in plain sight right under our noses for many millennia. Throughout this time, the people who live here have been quietly going about their business, keeping the standing stones safe that surround their magical home.
So from where we're sitting, we're looking at the stone circle, which has a sunstone, a moonstone, a heartstone, a peace stone, firestone, earthstone, skystone, and sea stone. And each stone has its own design. It's carved in its own unique way. These are the stones that were in Obsidian's sack, where he came through the portal and he found this safe place to hide them. We can also see behind the stone circle this incredible layered walkways with poles to jump down, slides to slide off, nets to climb and clamber through, tunnels, and very, very high walkways which children love to run across, and then and slides which are tunnel slides coming off where you can go incredibly fast when you come through, and then there's high houses way up high in the trees, and these are the houses that the creatures of Tumblestone Hollow live in, which are also in the books.
I have to say, it's probably one of the most impressive adventure playgrounds I've ever seen
much.
Entire life.
So we have a storyteller in the story tent, and this year, as a first, she's going to be dressed as the Moon Witch. So I won't say too much about her. She's a slightly evil character, as you might guess by the name, but lots and lots of shimmer, long silvery wig and shimmery silver garment. So we're going to have a Moon Witch just there. She's going to be clue number 10. And then the storytelling tent, as you'll see, it's decked out with like a little throne and lots of cowskin rug on the floor, and all the children sit down, gather around the... we have a nice actress or an actor playing the role, and then they tell lovely stories.
Big thanks, Adam. I'm a massive fan of a riddle. If you want any more details, go to stoner.com. That is STONOR.com. That's the place to find out more about Tumblestone Hollow and to book your tickets as well. Now, from the south of the UK to a little bit further north.
I'm Lloydie, and I'm here at the new adventure playground at Beaver Castle.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm Emma Stenning. I'm the chief executive here at Beaver Castle.
How has this amazing playground come about?
Well, this was the vision of Lady Alice Manners, and she thought really brilliantly that we should have a playground here at the castle, something that was an amazing place for kids and families to come and just have a real adventure in the grounds at Beaver. So working with the amazing team here at the castle, this whole playground has been designed and brought to life. I think this is a beautiful, imaginative place to play. We are in the forest, so it's in amongst trees, in nature. So it's not about looking at a TV screen or an iPad or something. It's about running around, using up lots of energy, but it's also really, really imaginative play. So here we are on HMS Resolution, the ship once sailed by Lord Robert Manners, the Duke's ancestor. We've got a map over there. We can helm the ship. The castle's in the distance. We can climb up. There are zip lines. There's tubular slides. It's just a really, really active, imaginative place to be.
So this is great for kids, but yeah. I believe this is accessible for everybody as well. Is that right?
It really is, yeah. Don't just leave the kids to play. Get involved.
This means I can go down the slide, right?
You can go down the slide. I've been on the zip wire. I can highly recommend it. Yeah, this really is about families and people of all ages playing together.
Well, I had to do it. If adults are allowed to do it as well, I've got to have a go. So here I go. I'm going down the slide. Whee! Woo! I did it! Wow, the slide is epic. Right, I'm going to talk to some more people, find out what else is good.
I'm George and I'm 7.
And what do you think about this adventure playground?
It's great. I played on the slide up in the castle. I basically played on everything. Yeah.
What's your favourite bit?
The slide on the castle. It's really fast and it's really twirly. I like going on twirly stuff.
My name is Lara and I'm 7 years old.
And what do you think to this adventure playground?
I quite like the zip line. It's really fun because you get to go on it with friends, you can go on it by yourself, it's nice and fast, and that's why I like it.
My name's Chloe and I'm 9. I love the zip line. And the castle.
My name's Ellie and I'm 7 years old. I like wandering around and we met these witches and went on an adventure.
You met witches?
Yes, and went on an adventure with them.
Where did you go with them?
We went to a slide and we went climbing and we went on this car thing.
And what did the witches say? What kind of noises did they make? Well, I'm a little bit spooked out because I've just run into some witches. Hello.
Hi, how Hello. Are you?
I'm a bit scared. What are you doing around here?
Don't be scared. We're friendly witches. We're going to be walking about the playground, meeting and greeting, taking kids on adventures. And then a few times a day, we're going over to the engine yard for a bit of craft making, lantern making, a bit of spell binding. And there's a little trail over there as well. So it's all exciting over the 2 weeks of half term to cover all the schools. Come and see us.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what kind of things do you witches do? Like spells, potions, that kind of thing?
Yes, but we, you know, our wands are battery powered, you see, and sometimes they run out. Earlier today, I turned a little boy accidentally into a monkey. Didn't mean it, but it wears off. Don't worry, we've discovered it wears off. So a bit of spells, good ones, hopefully. Adventures, potions. We love a potion. Potions. Yeah, we love potions. If you've got any fingers to spare to put into our cauldron, then we're all for that.
I'm not sure I can spare any of my fingers right now. You're not going to turn me into anything, are you?
Well, I think you would look good as a frog, frankly. Yes. Definitely. He's got the look, hasn't he, sisters? He's definitely got the look.
100%. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah? Ready?
Oh, no.
Hocus pocus. Biff, baff, boff. What's your bit?
Alakazam.
Big bang. Poof!
Lloydie? Lloydie? Oh, okay, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. We'll just get someone on that now, hopefully. Now, Beaver Castle is the place to go to book your tickets. And the website is Beaver, but that is spelt B-E-L-V-O-I-R, castle.com. Go and check it out.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
So, using the power of magic, we've whisked Adam away from the countryside retreat of Stoner Park and into a safari park. He's at Woburn Safari Park right now to find out all about their discovery zone.
Thanks, Bex. Yes, I spent a whole day at Woburn Safari Park having so much fun. You're going to hear most of that next week, but there is one thing I've got to get through first. It is Halloween. Halloween usually means creepy crawlies. I'm not exactly looking forward to this bit. This is what happened when I visited the Discovery Zone.
Hi, I'm Olivia. I'm a birds and reptile keeper here at Woburn Safari Park, and that means I look after the penguins, the lorikeets, and all of our creepy crawlies and reptiles as well. So this is where we keep all of our bugs, all of our snakes and iguanas, and it's all very Halloween-y in here. But yeah, that means we've got all our creepy crawlies in one place.
And you've got some talks, I understand, coming up. That's what this zone is going to be used for in the future. What kind of things can people expect if they're going to pop in here?
So you can expect lots of the keepers bringing out our stick insects, for example, or our snails. But also later on in the day, we bring out our boa constrictor, for example, and she is massive. You can also be introduced to some other snakes that we have, even our iguanas too.
I can see the boa constrictor in the corner eyeing me up like something from the Jungle Book. We've got a cabinet of locusts here.
Yeah, so that's our new exhibit actually here in Discovery Zone. Yeah, we've got about 300 locusts in there. It's pretty crazy.
And over here, cockroach. I'm not thinking of that. I'm thinking of the... Sorry, I've got to interrupt. Can you hear the terror in my voice right now? If you are somebody that absolutely loves getting hands-on with critters, this place is for you. The snake, I can deal with. This next thing, not so much.
So you've got some giant spiny stick insects. Now, it might not look it at the moment, but these guys are nocturnal, so they'll start to come out soon. But we actually have 23 stick insects in there. It's very difficult to count them. As you could imagine, they look an awful lot like a stick.
So all around the discovery room are these various kind of different cabinets. There's locusts in one. There are hissing cockroaches in another. Giant African snails too. A couple of snakes. And Olivia puts her hand into the stick insect case and pulls out a log.
Oh, wow.
And turns it over. I was not expecting a stick insect to be so large.
12 centimetres long?
Yeah, something like that. Big.
I always thought stick insects would be like these tiny little twig things. I was not expecting you to turn that over to see a log insect.
Yeah, everyone always does think they're these little tiny things. They're looking on the leaves for something. But in actual fact, when we do get them out, they are, like you say, a twig almost.
So the females have these points at the end, whereas the males have a flat bum. So that's how you can tell them apart. So this is a female.
I thought I'd be all right with that. I don't think I am. And I understand these are scorpions.
Yeah, so we've got one scorpion female in there. Her name is Ixora. She likes to hide a lot. Currently, she is in this corner. I can move this out the way so you can see her. She is pretty frightening. As you can imagine, I wouldn't want to get my hands too close to her. She does frighten me. But actually, funnily enough, the stick insects will mimic a scorpion as well. So they'll pretend to be a scorpion, like you saw the female end of her tail. She'll flick that up to look like a scorpion to scare off any predators. So obviously, scorpions have a very wide reputation for being scary across the world, even in the animal kingdom.
And off to our left, there's a lot of flapping because these are Madagascan hissing cockroaches. Tell us more about these.
So you might be a bit freaked out and you might think that's disgusting, but in actual fact, there's over 4,600 species of cockroach out in the wild, and only 1% of those are those horrible pest species. The rest of them are absolutely amazing, and these guys are incredible recyclers out in Madagascar, but the scary thing that they do is they hiss like a snake, hence their name. So they'll do that to ward off any predators. They do it when we get a little bit too close to them and they get a bit angry, but the way they do it isn't through their mouth. They actually have spiracles along the side of their body, which are tiny little holes, and that's they push air through them, and that's what makes the hissing noise.
Oh wow, yeah, I think, you know what, I'll steer clear of the creepy crawlies, thanks very much, Adam. That is a little bit too much for me. If you want any more details, go to wobensafari.co.uk. And Adam's going to be back at Woburn Safari Park next week, where he's going to be doing the safari drive and even feeding a giraffe. Don't miss it. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you fancy. If you're after some more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you like. Whatever you do, and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner, with additional editing by Lloydie James Lloyd. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. Happy Halloween!
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.